Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast as we continue our His 5 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today, I want us to focus on the word depth, like something being deep in the depth of our relationship with Christ and with others and what that is. So we'll start in Philippians 1, 27 through 28. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. So from time to time, I have the opportunity to officiate wedding ceremonies, and those are my favorite ministry events. You know, there's joy, celebration, friends and families coming together. It's just a great time. But one particular ceremony I had to officiate, it was a ceremony of a young man I'd known and invested in for over 10 years. You know, it was my first year in ministry, and I poured into a group of high school baseball players, and we did a weekly Bible study, met regularly to discuss life and the Word, and went to the Dominican Republic on a mission trip. And over the last few years, I've officiated many of their weddings, and they've all grown into exceptional young men and are on their own living their lives now. You know, one's doing full-time ministry and one's playing in the big leagues, and one is working in the baseball industry, and one is in the medical field. But most importantly, they are all following Jesus, placing their faith at the center of their growing families and making impact for the gospel in their circle of influence. And it's just amazing to watch. And the verse we just read, I wrote that in a letter I gave each of them when they graduated from high school a little over a decade ago. And I occasionally fall into the trap of thinking that success is about big numbers, the masses, the mountaintop experiences. However, the longer I do ministry, the more I realize that God works in the depth of those close relationships. You know, I see relationships that I've invested in blossom into kingdom expanding opportunities. You know, Jesus worked this way too. The gospel carries on today in part due to the efforts of 12 men that Jesus invested in over time. So next time you think that you're not reaching enough people, focus on the depth of the ones you are reaching. You know, we're called to make disciples, not to appease the masses. And it starts with us, you know, our families and those closest to us. So let's challenge ourselves today to go deep in the relationships God has placed us in and watch Him go to work, because that's what God's Word reminds us of in our closing verse, 2 Timothy 2:2. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So it's not always about the number of relationships or the number of people we're impacting, but the depth and the quality of the ones that we do. See you next time.